Merry Christmas.
We three kings of Orient are puffing on a giant cigar. It was loaded and exploded. Now there are only two. We two kings of Orient are puffing on a giant cigar. It was loaded and exploded. Now there is only one. I, one king of Orient, is puffing on a giant cigiz. It was loaded and exploded. Now there ain't any more.
Is that how it is that how it ends?
That's the way that one ends.
I think it's so terrible when you sing that around the children.
Well, that's why I'm singing it here, not there.
I think you have sang it around them, but
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dennis. Here we are in our cute little town of Plymouth.
Yeah, and we've been locked in all day. I think you went out to sweep snow off the porch. But
yes, and I did that yesterday, too.
We've had an unexpected snowfall almost all day.
Yeah, but it's like an inch. We got 1 inch.
It's very fluffy.
Very fluffy. It's like great for skiing.
And thankfully, the wind has died down.
Yeah, that's what kind of kept us in the house, was the frigid temperatures and then the high wind, you know, 50-mile-an-hour gusts.
Yeah.
But that has definitely died down. It's very peaceful. And so we are going to take a little drive around our town and look at all the Christmas lights, which is one of the things that we love to do.
Yeah, this time of year, it is the seasonal thing for people of one religious belief or another. I saw on TV yesterday that the largest Kwanzaa ceremonial figure was erected in downtown Detroit next to the giant menorah and the giant Christmas tree. So I think it's all wonderful.
Yes. We could drive down there, actually. But look at these cute lights here on this house.
Oh, our lights look fabulous.
Yes. Our Christmas lights look really good this year.
Yeah. Well, we had professionals do them, and it was money well spent, though a little more pricey than I imagined. But
well, you know, Denver,
I didn't have to do it, and that's the best part.
That's the main thing.
And Lois didn't have to do it and poke her eye out.
Yeah, really. I don't think this was the most expensive. The most expensive was when I, in 2012, December of 2012, when I poked my eye with one of those bushes. What were those called?
Barberry
bush.
Yeah.
Okay, so I poked my eye, literally, and poked my cornea, which, you know, made fluid all over the place. And I ended up 5 months later having to have a stem cell transfer. I don't know what they call it. They transferred stem cells onto my eye. But, I mean, that was 5 months of pain and suffering. And it was a very expensive procedure that wasn't covered by insurance. So I think 2013 might have been, or the 2012 display might have been the most expensive.
Well, it was a great pain for you, and it was horrific suffering that you had to go through with a hole poked in your eyeball. And honest to goodness, the surgery was experimental, and we are so grateful that it worked. It was placental tissue that was fastened to a plastic washer and inserted in your eye under, over the cut or the hole.
Yeah.
And
my eyelid was pulled over. This thing was the size of a quarter that went down on my eye.
Yeah, it was pretty
amazing. It had to be
amazing
on there for 3 solid days, and I could do nothing. I had to keep both my eyes closed, and then you can't look side to side because, you know, you, when you move one eye, both eyes move. So I had to keep both my eyes still, and I had to be immobilized in bed for 3 days except to get up to go to the bathroom.
And I was her seeing eye dog.
I needed help, yeah.
And I was glad to do it because I did not want you to suffer anymore. And every time you moved one eye, the other eye moved, and it rubbed this washer over your eye, and it just was, I could tell it was just immobilizing pain for you. I just felt so awful for you.
And they gave me, like, Tylenol 3, which has oxy in it. And, of course, I took it the first day, but by the second day, it was making me nauseated. So I just took straight Tylenol and ibuprofen after that. But I mean, it was very painful procedure that lasted 3 solid days, and I know other people have been through procedures that are very painful too. So I'm not trying to compare myself to others, but for me, it was unbelievable. But it was also a miracle, and it worked great.
Yeah, apparently the part of the placenta that faces the baby has these extra powerful healing properties to help the tissue heal. And it was, from my perspective, the part that I heard that was the most gruesome was the healing of the original puncture was ripped open because the surface of the eye as it would heal would be extra sticky. And so then when you moved your eyelid over it,
it was pulling off the new cells every time I blinked.
Like, and I'm like, gosh.
And they were like, and I was having hyperplasia, which means I was having a lot of cells replicating to try to fix it itself, you know, but it was a puncture wound. So it was not like a straight cut. It was like a puncture in the way they described it to me.
Yeah.
So it had a lot of rough edges to it, and my cells were in overdrive trying to fix it and doing a great job, but every time I blinked, I was wiping away the new cells that my body was creating. So this other solution was, of course, it took months and months and months of other procedures to come to this final solution, but I just remember when they took off that disc, I just remember my eyesight was blurry for about 10 days after that. So it took another 10 days for my body to assimilate to the new stem cells and then start, you know, the repair process. So it was really super interesting, and I'm glad that I did it. And the woman that gave up her placenta cells, everything was on the up and up, who gave up the stem cells and all of that. And my dentist did not do the procedure.
Your dentist was there.
My ophthalmologist,
yes,
who did the procedure, MD, he had to get a special cryo freezer before the stem cells could be delivered. So it was just a huge, huge thing. So, yeah, we're coming up. May will be 10 years since I had that procedure. So,
yeah. I'm just so grateful it was available.
Pretty amazing.
To you.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing some cute lights, Denbo.
Oh, I know. There's just some gorgeous lights.
I just love all the different colors.
And there's all the range from simple lighting of a tree to simple lighting of a wreath, putting the borders around the house. We're looking at one of the most beautiful homes in Plymouth with a candle in each window, and that's very beautiful. And then a few doors away, we have the sort of Las Vegas special or Clark Griswold special.
Well, this house here, I always call this the gingerbread house because it is a brick house. It's like a brown brick house. It's a two-story. It's a colonial type. But they outline every single window. And so it's really cute. And the entire roof line all around, all the posts in front. Yeah, so this is a cute. This one's really cute.
Yeah.
They've got Santa Claus and a poinsettia and a candle. And actually, Denbo, you should take a picture of this
one. And a giant candy cane.
Yeah. You should take a photo of this one.
Well, I'll do that.
Because this
one
is
while we're holding up traffic.
There's no traffic.
Yeah, there is.
Well, yeah, but everybody knows.
Cars coming in both directions.
But, honey, there's two cars on the road, us and somebody else. Honey, it doesn't matter. We're in Plymouth. It's fine. I'll put my flashers on if you want.
Good idea.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a nudge.
Well.
A nudge.
I don't like stopping in the lane of traffic and having to squeeze 4 rows of cars into 2 lanes of highway.
Yeah.
So let's
I don't
just
know why there was no traffic and now there's like 3 cars.
It's because we're here doing our show. We're going to get a text message from somebody.
We are?
Yeah. Oh, no question. It's a tradition.
Did you get the whole house? Oh, cute. Oh, that looks really cute, Denbo.
Speaking of Clark Griswold houses, the ultimate show was on our local NBC affiliate. They did a series about a house that was really decked out, very much like the mythical Clark Griswold.
Look at this one over here, super modern.
Oh, yeah. Two big circles or orbs.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm hot.
Well,
why did I wear all these clothes in the freaking car?
Because you were afraid you'd have to walk.
No, I wasn't afraid I was going to. I could walk downtown. I mean, we could walk downtown. It's not that cold out. It's only 12 degrees. My God, the temperature's gone up. It was below zero.
So
actually, keep your camera out because there's going to be more photos.
I've got my camera out. If I could finish the story I started.
Sure.
The house was all decked out in Clark Griswold style, very flashy. And the newspaper reporter or the TV reporter said, "And you need to look at what the folks next door have done." And so they panned across this scene, and as they got to the edge of the property, it went from all this light to no lights until it got to the front door, and there was a rectangular sign that said ditto and an arrow pointing towards the neighbors.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
I've seen a couple of houses that are completely over the top, and I wouldn't mind having my house completely decorated like that. I think it's kind of cool.
Well, I think when we watched the Christmas Vacation movie, I guess that was yesterday, the putting staples into the shingles is just a little bit too far for me. I wouldn't put anything on the roof like that.
Yeah, maybe that's, you're right. Outlining the roof is one thing. But.
Yeah.
Well, that digging sound was your seatbelt warning.
Well, I took my seatbelt off so I could get to my phone.
Now, here's downtown Plymouth where they've got the display.
So yep.
There's people taking pictures of the nativity scene.
Yeah, a menorah, a nativity scene, a Christmas tree behind that, several Christmas trees all decked out.
Take a picture of that nativity bundle. That's a cute one, too. Baby
Jesus.
Oh,
no, we don't have a camel for ours.
I know, they've got a camel and a cow and a donkey. This one's practically life-size. Oh, I like the three kings that are kind of over. See, those three kings
are
kind of
second,
to your right. I like the three kings. Now, the three kings, they travel. They start at the far end of the park, and then they work their way to this side of the park.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they start out. And then every week, they move a little bit closer. And here's our menorah.
Indeed.
Take a picture of our menorah, too, Denville. Tomorrow's the last night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah! There's our big Christmas tree behind it, too. I'm surprised the theater isn't lit up, even though there's no movies tonight. You know, that it isn't lit up because they're showing the Polar Express.
Well, but apparently not tonight on Christmas.
Here's Santa Claus's little house.
Yeah, the little workshop is.
Mm-hmm. Where kids can come and see Santa. But you know what's interesting, though, that they don't. The theater's so pretty when it's all lit up. That's why I'm surprised why it's not lit up. So,
well.
Oh, and there's the big snowman.
Oh, yeah. Frosty.
We had our picture taken in front of that one year. And there's our big town Christmas tree.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then a bunch of Christmas, little Christmas trees all around it. Well, it's nice to see so many people out on Christmas enjoying the park.
Yeah, and it's nice to see all these decorated Christmas trees around the perimeter. Apparently the city has a competition, which I'm not sure that there are really prizes for it, but businesses and groups of people in the community can sponsor a tree and put, you know, a tree on a stake and decorate it to their heart's content. And it's kind of pretty.
It's kind of similar to what they did at Halloween with the scarecrows, but this is with trees, so yeah, it's kind of cute. Well, one of the things I was thinking about I haven't had enough of today.
Yes.
Is Christmas candy.
Really?
Yeah, I love Christmas candy, and I'm not talking about. I do like candy canes.
Okay.
In fact, I love those Hammond candy canes. Those are from a candy store in Denver, which our niece, Adrian, lives very close to the candy store, Hammond's. But they have all those really unique flavors of candy canes, not just the traditional peppermint. So I love those for sure. But one of the things I got this year that I've always wanted to try is the Chocolate Charlie. And that's only made at Clay's Candy Store in South Bend. And because we were in South Bend, we were able to get some.
Oh, yeah. What happened to those?
Well, I have them squirreled away.
I had two bites of them, and I think that's the last I saw or tasted of them.
Yeah, I opened one box, but I have another box for us. I should have opened it earlier today, but we have time tonight if you still want
some. Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd like to have more than two bites, I suspect.
It's really good. It's chocolate with marshmallow and peanuts.
Oh, my gosh. It's quite a treat. I've never had anything quite like it before.
And the marshmallow is super soft and fluffy, and it's encased, it's enrobed in a milk chocolate. And it's a darker milk chocolate. It's not a dark chocolate, but it's like a darker milk chocolate.
Yeah, it's not what I would consider to be too sweet.
No. Maybe it's like a semi-sweet. I don't know, but it is super good.
Well,
look at that cool house over there across the park.
Or
wow.
Is that a gazebo, or what
no,
is that?
No, that's a house. That's somebody's house.
Porch?
Yeah. That's somebody's front porch.
Well, we have also had some treats with... It was on TV, and I don't remember exactly what was the occasion that they had this...
It was the Today Show.
Candy that I've never heard of before. And apparently you're very familiar with it.
Yes, because it's a Pennsylvania thing.
It's from Philadelphia. They had this store that's the oldest candy store in the United States.
You have to take a picture of this house, Denbo.
Oh,
this
yes.
This place is super cool. I'll go across the street a little bit more so you're not so close. Wow. Oh, look, they've got Santa Claus right in the front door there. Isn't that cool?
They got one in the window above the door.
Oh, wow. Can you get the full height of it?
I'm going to try.
You might have to tip your camera. Oh, that's so cute. You might have to get the roof of the house, too.
I thought I did.
That's so... Oh, I know, but then you don't... Then you miss the walkway up.
Just a second. Don't move. Don't move.
That's so cute with the Santa Claus.
Okay, just a second. I got to redo this.
Santa. So their theme is like... traditional
Can you back
Christmas
up just
color.
A little bit? Just a little bit.
Back up?
Back up, please.
Okay, because you're getting a good view of the walkway up right now.
Okay, sorry for that loud noise, people.
I don't know why the backup camera is... Oh, it must be dirty.
Covered with ice.
Yeah. That's cute, Denbo.
Very, very nice.
All right, I'm going to move forward. So anyways... So, yeah, so Shane's Confectionery in Philadelphia actually is the maker of what they call clear toy Christmas candy. And this is something that we enjoyed as kids. So they weren't the only ones that made it. There was multiple places that made it. But theirs is one of the originals, and it's the oldest candy store, oldest continuously operating candy store in the United States.
Yeah.
So, of course, I went online and I bought us some. The other thing that they have, which I remember, and it's little clear, like they're little things, like
figurines.
Little toys, little figurines, toys, yeah, that are in clear candy, and then different flavors, like they've got a spice flavor, and then they've got like your fruit flavors and stuff like that. But you know what else they have, which is my ultimate favorite Christmas candy that I remember from growing up?
What's that?
Is the chocolate straws.
Oh.
And they're red and green. They're just like solid red or solid green hard candies. And they're about 2 inches long, maybe 2 1/4 inches long. And they're like, you know, straws that have the ends pinched down. On the inside, there's a chocolate filling. And they had those, too. So I ordered those for us. We're not going to get any of this stuff until, you know, they're probably done shipping. You know, we probably won't get it until after the new year. But anyway... I did order that for us, so kind of more on the old-fashioned side, but things that I
Wonderful.
Remember as a child. Because we spent every Christmas in Pittsburgh until we were, I think, in college. Even in college, I think we still went to Pittsburgh every Christmas, so.
Well, it's good to have those family traditions.
Yeah.
I can remember Christmas trips to visit relatives in distant places, and those occasions where the family would come visit us in our home. And mm-hmm. It's just, it's precious time.
Yeah, we always had a lot of fun because we had so many cousins there. It was so much fun to visit all the cousins, and that's what we liked about it most of all. It was just the visiting and going to different relatives' houses, and seemed like we were there for, you know, 5 or 6, maybe 7 days, but we'd go to a different relative's house every day, so it was super fun.
Well, we're down sort of at the south end of the residential area, if I've got my bearings right, from downtown down towards Ann Arbor Road, and it's a part of town that we don't get to very often because we're much closer to downtown. But
well,
we're on the north side.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived in 2 different places in the downtown area, but we used to ride bikes down here because this was kind of like the backside of our first house neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So we would ride our bikes down here quite a bit, but yeah. So, yeah, it's nice to see people with their houses decorated and stuff.
And some different lighting schemes, and some people have a simple, like a red light or a green light, and
a red light. You know what that means?
No, what does that mean?
A red light. A red light was always the tradition for, you know, ladies of the evening.
Oh,
a red
well,
light.
Not this time of year. I don't. Think
you don't think so?
Would, no.
Oh, Denball.
I wouldn't think of that.
This might be one of the most lucrative times of year.
Well, it could be. I suppose goodwill toward men and all.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what that Christmas carol's all about.
That's so
what
funny.
Was that song? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and goodwill to men.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go along.
One of the things that we've been doing the last couple days, because we had, you know, we had planned to stay home anyways this whole week, because I'm cat sitting 2 kitties. 2 of my nieces are going out of town. Both of them are leaving town tomorrow. So I'm cat sitting at 2 different houses, which is going to be totally fun. I love cats. But anyways, we've been watching movies. And so we've seen quite a few movies. We saw Holiday Inn.
Yes.
Which has a controversial scene with blackface, which, you know, upon reflection of that whole thing, that scene really isn't necessary. It doesn't really add anything.
I don't think I've ever seen that scene before in a past viewing of the movie. And I was thinking that there were several parts of the White Christmas that I had never seen before. And I think it's because they've always been edited for showing on TV.
Well,
and
AMC
might have been edited out.
Well, Turner Movies and AMC took out the blackface scene altogether. So if you watch it on those, but we watched like the original movie.
Yeah.
You know, so
uncut,
yeah, unedited version. So that part was weird. So that was in Holiday Inn, but I did love the storyline of Holiday Inn. And we also watched White Christmas, which is super good. But, you know, that one also, you know, it's got some old-fashioned themes for sure, because it's from 1954. But the thing about that film is so historic is that it was made in color.
Yeah. It was the first movie made with VistaVision.
Yeah.
Which, ultimately, a new technology came along. But it was resurrected for the first of the Star Wars saga. Which
really?
I did not know until I watched that special about the Industrial Light and Magic Company.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, so and gosh, those special effects are so much about science and innovation and just people not giving up on how do we create this fantastic scenery. Which reminds me, one of the things we've been watching this last week is Jeopardy, where a fellow is a scenic designer from Toronto, Canada, who's their I don't know, 5 or 6 day champion.
Oh yeah.
So it's, you know, the light and special effects are part of the magic that makes it look like something that is unreal. Right. But yet they do their best to make it real.
That's true. We also watched, after White Christmas, we also, yesterday, we watched Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. And
what was your commentary on that film?
Well, I kind of had the gist of it over the years that she was a little bit of a weird character. This
Holly Golightly
was a narcissistic type. But the part that I could never figure out is what was Breakfast at Tiffany's in terms of the meaning. It started with her eating a bagel or a pretzel or something early in the morning outside of Tiffany's.
Right. And that is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And I completely missed the significance of the title of the show and what did it have to do with anything.
Well, every time she got stressed out, she would escape to
someplace else.
The fantasy land of Tiffany's. Not that she said what she would do is the place that made her feel the most calm was to go walk through Tiffany's. So, or go window shopping or even go in and look around. So that's why she was doing that. But yeah, she basically was an escort, a high-end escort, basically. And then she, you know, and she had a horrible childhood. It came out over time how horrible her childhood was. But how she had that need for human connection and she really wanted to find the right person. So ultimately she did, and George Peppard, who is a total fox. I didn't even know that that was George Peppard. I mean, he was so good looking.
Well, you probably were familiar from his work on television on the A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
As he aged, he did take on a little bit different.
Well, he became a silver fox. I knew him as a silver fox, but never as this handsome
blonde guy.
And I'm not attracted to blonde guys. You know, like, okay, there's a couple blonde actors that I like. I love Paul Newman, and I consider him to be blonde. And I consider Robert Redford, who's kind of blonde, right?
Well, I always thought of Robert Redford as a redheaded guy. But
oh, okay. Well, maybe. But I think his hair must turn blonde in the sun. So anyways, those were like two actors that I always thought were good looking that were more fair-haired. But, you know, I'm more attracted to dark-haired actors. Like, you know who I've got a crush on.
Well, I discovered that this week that you've had a crush on Tom Selleck. And had
oh
I known,
God.
I could have started growing a mustache.
He's such a hog. Yeah, but but he has that cleft chin, and you have the cleft chin too, Denbo.
Well, so did Cary Grant.
Yeah, Cary Grant didn't like girls, but that's okay. I mean, he still was a super good-looking guy. But even like the guy that was Omar Sharif, the guy was in Dr. Zhivago, right?
Yeah, we had a
This house is cute. This has red, white, and green. This house is super cute.
Outline on the roof.
Well, yeah.
We talked about watching Dr. Zhivago, but it's not really Christmas theme, and it's not quite as happy ending as some of the other movies we watched this weekend.
Well, Casablanca's not a happy ending either.
Well, you know, the Dr. Zhivago's got a lot of winter scenes and a lot of romance, but it's also got the Russian Revolution and betrayal and all that stuff in it, so.
Yeah, and it's 3 hours. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
3 hours and 17 minutes.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I've never actually seen it from start to finish. I've only seen, like, you know, memes or captures of different scenes or, you know, even spoofs of the different scenes. But yeah, I've never actually watched the movie from start to finish, so.
Well, yesterday I had the chance to watch both Holiday Inn and White Christmas from beginning to end, and there were parts of both of those that I had never seen before, so I'm glad I had the chance to see the full show.
Yeah. Well, when we get back tonight from our little drive here of driving around Plymouth and looking at all the lights, that's kind of cool there. Those people have, like, balls that are hanging, lighted balls on their porch.
Yes.
When we get home tonight, what are we going to do? We're going to eat Chocolate Charlie for sure.
Oh, excellent.
And then what else?
We could watch another movie. We could watch more of the Goldbergs. We've had a brief debate about the one character, the girlfriend of whatever the young man's name is.
You know what movie, you know what we watched yesterday that I did like? Was that special on Gilda Radner.
Oh my goodness, that was a wonderful show.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah. She was so inventive and just such a beautiful person. It just warmed my heart to see her in not only the many characters that are so fun that she's done, but to also see the, you know, the real person side of her. It was... And the fact that she had some happiness with Gene Wilder, though at the end of her life, you know, she died from cancer at a very young age.
Yeah.
It was good to see that she found somebody that really respected her.
Yeah, she was a funny lady.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
This house here is your friend Jeff's house.
Yeah, this is like a motel. It's
I just
huge.
Love this house. It's super modern. It's like mid-century.
Yeah.
Super cool. And the one next to it I like too. We're going to come into one of my favorite neighborhoods up here.
Well, somewhere off of Harvey, to the east of Harvey, I see somebody has a statue in their front yard and it looks like Will Ferrell in Elf.
Well, we'll go by there and look at it.
Oh my gosh, that's another Christmas movie that's totally
hilarious.
Oh
my God, I love that movie. We could watch that. I love Elf. I love anything that Will Ferrell's in. He is just hysterical.
Well, one of these days we have to revive our plan to have a Will Ferrell film festival.
And it needs to be in February, so it's all FFF.
Yes.
Will Ferrell Film Festival. Will Ferrell
Film Festival. To change its name of a city to Plymouth or something like that.
The Plymouth Ferrell Film Festival.
Yeah.
Now look at these houses. I mean, look
beautiful.
At. I just love all these houses. I don't know. We're at the corner of McKinley and Park Place. There's actually a Park Place in Plymouth. And this park is just stunning that's in the middle of it. It's just
like two blocks worth of the neighborhood is an open park with trees and beautiful homes on all sides.
And the park doesn't have anything in it except trees and
nothing
bushes.
But trees and grass.
And it's just so cool. Okay, this house up here has those ultra modern. I love this house that's coming up here. They have like an English garden in the front. This is a cute house here, Dumbo, if you can get a picture of this one. I love this one, too. Wow, this is a cool house. Oh, look, they even got lights in the back.
Okay, stop
wow.
right
here. Do I want to be right in the front to see the front?
But then I'll have the tree blocking most of it.
Oh.
Just a second. Let me take a picture of it like this, and then you can move up.
Oh, yeah, this is a cool house. So they have these ultra-modern decorations, too. That's cool. Well, they got some traditional. They've got wreaths and candles, and then they also have, I'm going to move up a little bit, and then they also have these modern circles and,
a little further,
so you can get the front door.
A little further, pull up a little further.
Yeah, so you can get the front door. I think I might have pulled up too far.
I'm
going to back up just another 5 inches for you to take another one. I don't know, why is that backup camera? Take one there now.
Because it's covered with ice.
Get their front door or back. Yeah, that's cool. That tree is there, but it's okay. It's just part of their deal. That's a cool looking house. You know what I don't care for about that house? I don't like the ivy growing on the bricks. I just think that is not good for the bricks. But anywho, so here we are. Our old neighbor's house is over there, all lit up.
Oh, yeah.
They moved down to this neighborhood.
Well, several of these houses in this neighborhood are modern, but there's also quite a few that are what I would consider very, very typical of the ones that we saw in Williamsburg when we went there for our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although Williamsburg is very old, for sure.
Yes, it is.
Let's head over to that one house that you said on Harvey.
Well, it's not on Harvey, but it's east of Harvey.
Oh, okay, so that would be...
And we'll have to look at it from the south.
Okay.
To figure out which
street. So I gotta go up.
It
it's gonna be at... It's not gonna be on Adams, then. If it's
no,
east
it's
of
on,
Harvey.
It's east of...
Harvey is Adams. So we'll go up to Junction and then come down, right?
No. Go over to Harvey and go south and then turn around and go north.
Oh, okay.
Because you'll be able to see it from a northbound...
Do you know if it's north of Peniman or is it north of...
It's south. It's north of Ann Arbor Road.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where we're at, north of Ann Arbor Road.
Well, we need to get to Ann Arbor Road and then come north, and then you'll be able to see it off to the east. And then we can go down that street, and you can take the picture.
Is it that little weird street, that little half street?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So it's more towards Ann Arbor Road. I was thinking it was more toward Junction and Church
up by us. No.
Oh, okay. So then we do have to stay on the south side of town. Well, we're just rambling through. Here's Evergreen.
Yep, again.
Yeah.
We've been on Evergreen a couple of times tonight.
Yep.
One spot or another.
Honey, I'm still hot. Like, just let's turn this heat thing down. It's just too warm in the car. I got, like, my super thick winter coat on.
Well.
And I was hot last night because I bumped the temperature up. You know, with the wind blowing and stuff. But honestly, I was just so
well,
hot.
It says it's 12 degrees outside, but it feels comfy inside the truck.
I know, but I mean, I'm telling you, last night, I bumped the temperature up to like 73 degrees in our house, and I was so hot last night.
Well, if you ask me, you're hot every night.
I like the house to be on the cooler side, like around 68.
Generally, I do too, but of late, I've been a little more sensitive to being chilly.
Oh, so here we are back in the downtown area. So this is Ann Arbor Trail. And then we're coming up to Harvey.
And so turn right.
All right. There's quite a bit of traffic out for Christmas Day night.
Yeah. More than there has been during the day, I think. Because there was not a lot of activity yesterday or today.
Yeah.
Not many cars going by the house.
Alright, so when we get home, we'll watch... I mean, we could watch Elf. And then Dr. Zhivago, we're going to have to keep that till another day because that's 3 hours and 17 minutes.
Maybe next weekend.
That's just too much.
I love these trees here at the credit union.
Oh, yeah, with these little lights. Yeah, it's super pretty. Now, there's a little road that's down there.
Nope, it's not that road.
Okay, that
it's
one's
go down this road if you want to see it.
Yeah,
or we could spend all night just zigzagging around town. Which we've been doing.
I don't mind. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long before the tape runs out.
The tape never runs out. That's the beauty of digital.
So, it's going to be a ways down here.
I can't believe you said until the tape runs out. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
You of all people haven't come from telecom. You know that it's digital.
Indeed.
You are hilarious. Oh, did you see that nativity scene? Mary was lit up. It was one of those where the characters light from the inside and Mary was lit up, but Joseph and Jesus were burned out.
Well.
What does that mean? Girls rule. That's what I think it means.
Well, we've also had a healthy dose of watching the Goldbergs, and that's pretty comically evident in
every episode. Street that's down there.
Keep going.
I'm going. I'm going. I just want to be able to look down there, too.
I will do the looking.
Okay. Oh, that house is all lit up.
Yep.
Lots of lights down on this side. Now we're on the south side, but we're on the west, we're on the southwest side of Plymouth.
Yeah.
How about here?
Not yet.
Oh, that's looking out to Main Street.
keep going.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Of course, my luck, now that I tell you all about it, is they won't have it lit up tonight.
Well, there's the street. I know which
Buddy
street
is who we're looking for.
I know what street you're talking about. It was a little bit further up because that's Main Street right there. It's not on Main Street. So I know what street you're talking about. We got to get turned around because we're almost to the end here. Right? So that's Ann Arbor Road.
Well, that's still three or four blocks ahead. Just keep going. When we turn around, yeah. We'll come back. We'll see.
Yeah.
If they've got it lit up.
But it is. But you're saying it is the one street that runs parallel to this one, correct?
No.
Oh.
It is perpendicular to this street.
Oh, well, then we should just go up and down every one of these streets.
No, just...
Here's the last one.
No, it's the next to the last one. Just turn around up ahead.
This is the apartments. Yeah,
so you can turn around up here and let's go north slowly.
There's a house that I just love.
They've got it lit, we'll see it. If they don't have it lit, we're just SOL.
Well, yeah, but we should still drive up and down every street. I can't turn around there because there's a car coming.
Okay, well,
we have to turn around down here.
Well, I'm sure our two listeners... See?
There's our text message. Yeah. And again, it's from Joseph this week. Well, tomorrow's his birthday.
Yeah.
So I did text him to say how many people
do we need
to plan for.
So you're
going to
turn around or are we going
to
another...
Yeah, I'm going to go up here and we'll go left on the side street.
Okay.
We'll just go up and down every side street until we see Buddy. But anyway, so tomorrow is Joseph's birthday.
I know.
And
it's a big deal day.
You know, the day after Christmas definitely is more important than anything. His birthday is everything. So he wants to go for breakfast tomorrow at the Coney Island with all of his relatives that are in the area. So I don't know how many people we're going to have, but he was texting me probably with the head count.
In-laws and outlaws.
In-laws and outlaws. Everybody's included. So it's all good.
Yeah. And so we're looking forward to going to Mega Coney Island.
Yep, he wants to go to Mega Coney Island in Fenton for a 10 o'clock breakfast with everybody, so... So anyhow, I think they're open tomorrow, but I told him I would call and double check. I'll call him at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
and make sure that they're still open. And if they're not, we'll just do something else. We can go someplace else.
I'm going to bet you they're open.
I think so, too, because I think people like to shop the day after Christmas.
Yeah. And I think for those who have not gone to Mega Coney Island, you better like potatoes. Yeah, this is not the street.
They got a lot of lights down there, but it looks like snowmen lit up. They have a penguin on their porch. So the question is, how long do we leave our Christmas lights up? Well, my preference is to keep them up through Epiphany, which is January 6th, or January 7th, which is the Russian Orthodox Christmas, and then have our lights taken down after that. What do you think?
I don't think it matters, personally. I think we put them up when the weather and the time permits. Yeah, I don't see them down that street either. Go up another block or two. It's before you get to the curve, I can tell you that.
And you know, we've been invited to Russian Christmas.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on it. Not here.
So the Russian side of my family gets together in Pittsburgh, which is, you know, kind of a haul for us, especially if there's bad weather. But they're, you know, they get together every year, which is kind of cool. And we're always included, which is nice.
I don't see it here either.
No, I don't see it.
I haven't seen it yet. Well,
Bummer.
Okay. Bummer is right, because it was a total surprise when I saw it. And now I can't show it to you. My apologies.
That's all right. You told me about it the first time you saw it, and I should have gone out.
Here's
that
our
night.
Last chance.
Our last chance to see if Buddy's down there.
Not
no,
down that street.
Not enough houses down there.
Frosty the Snowman's there.
Yeah, it's nice to see this street all lit up.
Yeah.
With so many lights. All right, darling. Well, we're almost home, so I think we'll call it a night. We've been blathering on now about the Christmas lights in Plymouth for 44 minutes and 42 seconds.
Well, I'm hopeful that our two listeners will have had a sense of...
I don't know why you say that. We have more than two listeners.
We'll have a sense of the joy we're getting just by casually driving around town talking about the Christmas lights and looking for Buddy the Elf.
Well, we'll give it a whirl next year.
There you go.
All right, darling.
I love you.
Well, I will be talking to you again tomorrow.
I hope so.
But it won't be on our podcast. We'll wait again until next Sunday. So, and next Sunday will be the first day of the new year.
Yippee, 2023.
Yippee-ki-yay. I'm going to actually have some resolutions.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, does that mean I have to make some too?
No, you don't have to do anything.
Oh, good.
Everybody does what they want to do, but I'm definitely going to be making some changes for 2023.
Okay, well, I'll do my best to support you.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right, darling. I love you.
I love you, Mo.
Kisses.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You know, we should sing a little song.
Okay, what do you want to sing? Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Okay, now let's do Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow, one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You knew the words. I didn't even know the words to that song, so thanks for leading.
Well, you're welcome. I used to be a song leader at church, you know.
You cracked me up, honey.
And since it was an a cappella service, all the pressure was on me to get the pacing right and the key right.
That's so funny. That guy has a stop sign.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the stop sign. Scared the daylights
stop.
Out of me.
It's a four-way stop, baby.
Oh, good.
All right, honey. I love you.
I love you.
Saying goodbye and kisses again. Kiss, kiss.
A white one this time.
Okay.